Well, it seemed the tour of the city did the trick. Dipper was on top of his game for the third concert. Each song was better than the last, and the finale brought the house down. Right afterwards, during the autograph session, though, it all fell apart.
We love you, Dipper!
Susan sucks!
Dipper, you can do better than that.
Yeah, she's a loser.
Susan, you stink!
You're better than her, Dipper.
Shut up! You don't know the first thing about her!
Birch, you keep them occupied and give them our apologies. I'll check on Dipper. Dipper was lying on the dressing room couch, crying his eyes out again. Sometimes well-intentioned statements can be very hurtful. I pulled up a chair and just let him go. If he needed to get more pain out, crying was one of the best ways to do that. The poor guy's been hurt far worse than I had imagined. So I made a decision. I left Dipper on the couch and went to talk to Birch. He was still signing autographs and handing out signed pictures of Dipper. Several in the group had asked how he was. I said he was all right, just exhausted. Once everyone had left, I told Birch my plan. Birch, is there any way that we can change the flight tomorrow? I want to take Dipper out camping. A few days in the Rockies away from everything could help him a lot.
Yeah, I think I can arrange that, but is it all right if I just go home? I still have not recovered from the whaling trip, and I want to see my therapist again.
Sure, that's fine. In fact, could you call someone for me and see if they could possibly fly out to Denver to meet us? Birch made the arrangements, and early the next morning he flew home with all of our equipment. Dipper and I were waiting for a different flight, which would take us to Denver. Dipper looked worse than before I had taken him on the whaling trip, like his life had been utterly sucked out of him. I think he was hoping the whole episode with Susan was over, only to find that it wasn't. It was just too much for him. I bought him some breakfast and a large cup of hot chocolate at the airport food court. He was silent the whole time, which is never a good sign. Dipper, I need to use the restroom. Will you be all right here for a few minutes?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't have any place I want to go to anyway.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Dipper, it's me, the flower girl. I wanted to let you know how sorry I am about what happened, Dipper. Dipper, please say something. I'm bending the rules just being here, since you aren't in any danger.
Bending the rules, huh? Why didn't you bend the rules before? Why didn't you bend them so Susan and I never met? Why didn't you bend them then, huh? Just go away.
Dipper.
I said go away!
Dipper, what's wrong? Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
As long as he needs me, oh yes, he does need me, in spite of what you see, I'm sure that he needs me. But all the same, I'll play this game his way. As long as he needs me, I know where I must be. A Klingon steadfast. If you are lonely, then you know that someone needs you. You love them so. I won't be. Thank you.